Daf Tes Zayin Amud Aleph. Will begin Tes Vav Amud Beis, 10 lines from the bottom of the two dots. Kli Zchuchis. One of the other gzeras on the Yudches gzeras is Kli Zchuchis, glassware. Minatayra, the Torah never mentions glass. Minatayra, a kli, a vessel, a cup, a glass, is not Makabel Tumah. The Rabban Mergeizer, one of the Yudches gzeras, is that glassware is also considered a kli, and it's also Mekabel Tumah. So Kli Zchuchis, my time ago, Zab Rabbanon Tumah, what was the reason that it were Geyser Tumah on glassware? Om Rav Yoichan, Om Rish Lakish, Hoyle Utchilas, Briyas Minachol, since it's made up, it's fashioned from, originally from sand, from chol, so it comes from the earth, it comes from the ground. Shavin Rabbanon, Ki Kli Cheres, they treated it like a Kli Cheres. A Kli Cheres is earthenware. It's made out of pottery, it comes from the chol, comes from the ground, it's made out of the earth. Glass, which is made out, comes from the sand, which is similar, comes from the earth. They treated it like a klicheres. Klicheres is mekabel tumah deraisa. So glass, which has this similarity that it comes from the sand, they treated it like a klicheres midrabbanan. Frak de gemara lemayata loyte alam tara b'mikveh. Well, if that's the case, it should have the halachas of earthenware. And just like a kli cheres, you cannot be metired with tefillah. If earthenware becomes tome, it's only way to take away the tumah is to break it. Other kalim, metalware, etc., metal kalim, you're toivel. But not kli cheres. So if kli zchuchis has a din of kli cheres, it should also not have tefillah b'mikveh. Alomatanan, however, we learned in the Mishnah, elechaitis and bekalim, these are the things that are considered a chatzitza. They interpose, they are considered a separation bin kalim. When you're toivel a kalim, or you're tefillah, you can't have a chatzitza, you can't have a separation between the water and the kli. Ve'elechaitis and bekalim, azefes v'hamor b'kli zchuchis. If you have the pitch and the mor in Kli Zchuchis, now Kli Zchuchis has a smooth surface. Normally, things like dirt, etc., they roll off of it. But these things, the zephis, the pitch and the gum, they're sticky, they stick to the surface. So these are considered to be a chatzitza because they won't on their own fall off, roll off. They stick to it. They're considered as a chatzitza. And it mentions Kli Zchuchis. So you see that there is tvila, that you can have tvila by Kli Zchuchis. Now, if it's considered like Kli Cheres, there should be no tvila. Really, I'll tell you that normally I will tell you that no, there is no tefillah by glassware. That glassware becomes tome, it's like a kli cheres and it has to be broken. This particular case over here that we're talking about, where you see that there is tefillah, we're talking about a specific case. We're talking where it had a hole and it was plugged up with lead. And we're going, according to the sheet of Rav Merhi, Domra kol holech achar mamid, that when you define the classification of a kli, it's defined about what holds it together, what holds it up. Now, if it has a hole, what puts it together, what holds it together is, now if you fill it together, is with aver, with the lead, it's the lead. And aver is classified as a kli matches. So according to Rav Meir, what's mamid the kli over here, even though it's a kli zchuchis, it's glass, but what's mamed it is what the aver that you put into it to hold it together, then it's classified like a kli aver. And therefore, in this case, there's tefillah. Really, I'll tell you that kli zchuchis or rabban were gozer tumah, and they gave it a din of a kli cheres. And therefore, there's no tefillah. Over here, where we're talking, we see that there is tefillah. It's talking a specific case where it had a hole, it was plugged up with aver, and it's a sheet of ramer that I call holach acharam mamid, so it has a din of aver. The sani kli zchuchis and nikva v'yitav l'soicha aver, and you plugged it up with lead. Omer of Shimon Gamil of Rabmer Metama, Rabmer is Metama. He says it has a din of a kli matches, it has a din of a kli. V'chachomim metarim. And chachomim is a metarim. They say that no, we don't say it goes after the mamid. So the Chachomer Matayr, because they say once it's broken, it has a din like a Kli Cheres, and it's considered a Shever, it's considered broken. And therefore, at Star, the Chachor Mer says we go after the Mamid, and therefore we consider it to be like a Kli Matches, and it's Mekabel Tumim. Frank the Gemara Elamei Ata Letama Migabon. If you're telling me that essentially the Kli Zchuchis has a din, you're telling me that the Kli Zchuchis has a din of the Kli Cheres. Now, Kli Cheres is Mekabel Tumah only from the interior. Only from the avir, in the interior of the airspace. It doesn't have to touch even. It's just if it's in the interior, within the airspace of the Kli Cheres. But something touching the outside of a Kli Cheres is not Mekabel Tumah. So therefore, El Me'ata, if you're classifying a Kli Zchuchis as Cheres, Loi L'tam Migabon, it should not have Tumah from the outside. Ay Alam Tanan, we learned the Mishnah, Kli Cheres or Kli Neser, Tumosan, Shaveh, if it's a Kli Cheres, earthenware, or Kli Neser, which Rashi says is a type of white earth. It's also considered earthware. It's called Natron. Rashi says it's white earth. Mitame, Tumas and Shama, the Tuma is the same. Mitaminu, Mitamin, Ma'avir. They're Mekabel Tuma, and they pass on Tuma from the airspace. So the Kli itself, if Tuma, let's say a Sheretz, comes into the airspace of the Kli Cheretz, into the interior, even if it doesn't touch, the Kli becomes Tomei. And it's also metama something else. If something else now, a food item, comes into that Kli Cheres, which previously a Sheretz came into the airspace, that food becomes tame also, even if it doesn't touch the Kli Cheres. It's me'avir. Umitam me'achareim. And also me'achareim, from the underside. So Vincent, if you have a becher, if you have a kois, and sometimes you have on the bottom of it, it has a base, a receptacle. If you turn it over, it also has a Kli Kibul. It also has a receptacle. It's also metama from that hollow, from that interior of the underside of the goblet. So it's metama machar ve'ein metama migabeyam. But from the outer surface, it's not. Ushvi rosa metar rosa. And breaking it, like we said before, the breaking of it, that's what's metar. So it's davke Kli Neser Kli Cheres hu de tumas and shama. There it's equal. This is considered earthenware. Aval midi achrin eloi, but other things not, including zchuchis. So you see, zchuchis is not considered like Kli Cheres, and you're telling me that they were goyser and they gave it a din of a Kli Cheres. More answers, amre, kevan dechit nishtabru yesh lem takona, shavim kli matris. So the Gemara is answering as follows. Essentially, it's treated like a Kli Cheres. Since it's Briyasa Minachol, it's similar to Kli Cheres. They gave it din of Kli Cheres. But they also, in a limited way, gave it a din of Kli Matches, of metal. How is that? Because Kevin in the Shtabro Yeshlam Takonam, a Kli Cheres, if it breaks, then there's nothing you can do with it. You cannot refashion it. Metal, if it breaks, you can melt it down and refashion it and recreate a new Kli out of it, because it melts. Kli Cheres doesn't melt. Zchuchis, even though it essentially is similar to Kli Cheres, because Kliyos Briyosin is minachol, from the sand, from the ground, so they treat it like Kli Cheres, but in this respect, it's similar to Matris, because it can be melted down and refashioned as a new Kli. So therefore, since it has this similarity to Matris, they gave it also a halacha of a Kli Matches. And therefore they said that as opposed to a Kli Cheres, which is not metama from the outside, they said a Kli Zchuchis is metama from the outside. So therefore, essentially it's like a Kli Cheres, but it has a similarity to Kli Matches. Frek de gemor el me'ata, yachzer lo tumas en yishana ki Kli Matches. Well, if we're saying that it is similar to Kli Matches, then it should have the halachas of a Kli Matches. And a Kli Matches, a metal Kli, has a specific particular halacha, is that when you refashion it into a Kli, when you make it into a new Kli, if that Kli was Tame, now when it broke, it was Tar, but now when you refashion it and make it into a Kli again, the old Tumah that existed now comes back. And we say it regains that Tumah that it had previously. When it was broken, it became Tor. But if you refashion it and make it into a kli, mid-rabbanan, the rabbanan regoizer, that tumah yishona, the old tumah that was there previously, it comes back now. And it regains that old tumah. Now, if we're saying that the glassware is like a kli matches, it should also have this halach of tumah yishona. This is on kli matches, metalware, pshuteyem, umekableyem, tumeyem. If they're a flat surface, they're still mekabel tumah. There are other items which, as we'll see, if they're flat, they're not mekabel tumah. For instance, a kli eitz. It's pshutei kli eitz or tar. There's a hekesh to suck. It has to have a receptacle, an interior. It has to have can't be flat. It has to have a space within. But matches is different. Pshuteyem umekableyem tumeyem. Whether it's flat or whether it has a receptacle, then it's still mekabel tumah. Nishbro tar. If they were broken, they became tar. If it became tar, it broke, then it became tar. Chazer vasa mem kalim. If it was refashioned into kalim, chazer l'tumos nishon. Then it regains that old tumah. So you see, by matchis, it has this din of tum yishon. Ve'ilu gabe kli zchuchis tanan. However, by glassware, we learn kli eitz, ukli or, ukli etzim, ukli zchuchis, glassware as well, not only wood and leather and bone, and zchuchis pshutim tahirim. We say the pshutim, if it's a flat surface, if it doesn't have an interior, if it doesn't have a receptacle, they're tahar. Eitz is hukish tasak. They have this hekish tasak and has to have an interior. Zchuchis is a drabonet. But we say that we give it a din, not of matris. It's not like metal, where the flat surface, okay, if you have a flat plate made out of metal, it comes into contact with the sheretz, it's tommy. Zchuchis, a flat piece of glass, even if it's a tray, we say a flat piece of glass, shutayim toharim. Umekableyem tmeim, only if it has a receptacle of an interior, it's tomek. Nishbru tar. If it's broken, it's tar. Chazer vas mem kelim mekablam tuma mikanol haba. And if it made kelim into them, it's mekabel tuma mikanol haba. It only is mekabel tuma from here on. Mino kanol haba in lemafrei Elohim. But it's mekanul haba in, it's only from here on in the future. If it now after it's refashioned, then you made it into kalim and it comes into contact with tumah from then on. Mekanul haba, from the time you refashioned it, it's mekabel tumah. But lemafreya, the old tumah, the tumah yishana, it does not regain the old tumah. So how do we treat this glassware? Is it treated as metal or as a kli cheres? On the one hand, we're saying we treat it as a kli cheres, and we treat it like a kli cheres, and we say that pshuteyem is tor like a kli cheres, not like metal, which is flat. Metalware is mekabel tumah, and kli zchuchis is not mekabel tumah. On the other hand, we say by the kli matches that since if you break it, you can refashion it into a kli, we treat it